I was born into a family of, at the time, four elder siblings, and later on, four younger siblings, so I was the middle of nine. And I found that all my brothers and sisters were somewhat different than I, and in many ways the same. I was a very shy and timid young man, and I had an extreme interest, I think, in things like mathematics and science as I went to school. I did a lot of reading. Of course, back when I was raised in the 1930s, there wasn't any TV or computers or any of those things we have today, and Lord only knows what you'll have at the time you hear this particular spiel. I don't know, but anyhow, I love to read, and consequently, that gave me a background for study in school, and I liked school, and I kind of stuck to myself, and my older brothers, they were more outgoing than me. Dan, in particular, was more of an extrovert, while I was an introvert, and I often envied him because of his ability to get along with people, and I guess I felt a little bit overwhelmed by a lot of people and the knowledge they had and that sort of thing. At any rate, let me begin back maybe, I guess I'll begin with high school maybe and tell you a few things about that. I was a good student. I enjoyed the scientific and mathematical things, and I didn't care much for English and that sort of thing. By my senior year in high school, I did manage to, I didn't manage it, I guess, but for some reason they elected me as treasurer of the class, and there's a picture of that in the book, volume one, that you'll find. I just mentioned that because I was a good student, and I went out for football. I went out for football because I was, well, I liked sports, but I was aware of my, lack of manliness, and I thought it was important to become more of a man as I grew up. And so I played football, and by my senior year, I was second string on a very good team, and so I got to quite a little bit. But that isn't the point. Well, the story I want to tell you was one that some of my friends coined as, that's using your head, Tom. We were playing Caldwell High School, and they had an excellent back who was kind of a terror in the conference. And I played end, and at the time, I was good on defense, if I was good at all, and I remember doing my part to stop his running game. They didn't do very well against us, and the coach, at that time, we both played both defense and offense, and this particular incident involved probably we were into the third quarter or something like that, and we were comfortably ahead of them. But at any rate, they called a pass play, and we were playing under the lights, which is the first time that I'd ever done that. Most of our games were in the daylight. At any rate, called out for me to go downfield quite a ways and cut across, and this I did, but I wasn't a real fast guy. Anyhow, I actually wasn't a very good end on defense. I hate to admit that, but that's the way it was. Except on defense. On offense, I was slow and kind of clumsy and that sort of thing. But at any rate, I turned around as I cleared everybody and looked, and I saw the quarterback throw the pass, but I couldn't see a thing because the bright lights were shining right in my eyes. And I was probably 10 yards from the goal, and all at once, bang, the football hit me right in the head. And what happened? Well, it went to the ground, of course. And what might have been the great accomplishment of my football career, I would have been a hero and scored a touchdown. Lo and behold, I walked back to the huddle in shame. I hung my head. And as would be expected, they said, "That's using your head, Obenchain." And needless to say, they didn't pass to me anymore the rest of the game. So I guess the point of that story is that I think we all make our flubs in life, and it isn't the end of the world. I kind of thought it was that night. And in fact, it was for the rest of that night, because it wouldn't have been so bad if they just shut up after the whole thing was over. But all the way back to Boise via the bus, that's all they talked about. Obenchain using his head. So anyhow, that's my football story. And you'll see one picture in the book that shows me in my really modern uniform. I think somebody said that looks like the 1890s. Well, it wasn't that old. But anyhow, you might want to look at that.